Freak Show Podcast. Orlando and the Freak Show. Mornings from 6 to 10. Wild 94.1.
We're talking man stealers out there. Now, we're not going to point fingers and say people are bad, because some of you out there got your man stolen by somebody. But then others stole somebody else.
Yeah.
A lot of y'all. And, okay, the Portia Fallon situation is going on the Real House Heifers of ATL.
Atlanta.
Right. So they pretty much have an issue where Fallon and her man broke up.
Yeah.
And then Portia, who's on the show, they might not be BFFs, but they are like co-castmates on the show.
She went to his house with like all the girls there home. They were kicking it all the time.
Yeah. So they know each other.
Right. Well, yeah.
She now is engaged to the man. And it just feels weird. And so we wanted to find, because we know our audience.
Right.
Mm-hmm. We know some of y'all switch up.
Y'all could be riding around with somebody else's man
somebody else's man.
A stolen man.
A stolen man.
Or a woman. I know some dudes that have stolen chicks, too.
But
under somebody's nose.
I don't think it's stealing when they, because like, okay, Fallon and her man break up. Then somebody who's been watching it, it's almost like a commercial for that person.
Mm-hmm.
If you, like, you and Joanna are together.
Right.
And everybody who's around you in your circle, the dudes that come through who, like, are your boys or your acquaintances or whatever, see y'all relationship.
Yeah.
So then she becomes single, and one of them is like,
interesting.
He was eating good for them years. Or she cleaned a clean house or whatever. Like, it's an audition for the other dudes to shoot they shot.
And you never think about it at the time, and then all of a sudden someone steals your man.
And it's foul when it's somebody in your circle.
Oh.
Right, because then now the dude that you knew forever is now dating your chick, so y'all ain't cool. Friends fracture. Mm-hmm. But it happens a lot.
Yeah, there has to be a cool down period there somewhere.
Oh, they just announced their breakup like a month.
But
month
if
and
they
a
go,
yeah,
ago.
Like
they broke up a month ago.
If they go pretty much directly from one to the other.
Yeah, everybody's looking at them with the side eye.
Yeah.
So the question is, did you lose somebody to somebody in your circle?
Oh,
that's the question of the day.
Oh.
Did you lose somebody to somebody who do you have to now watch their next relationship?
Oh, that's her.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Don't.
Like, you have to witness their next relationship. You break up with her, she breaks up with you, and you mess around and have to watch the next page and chapter.
That happened to me in high school. One of my best friends took my then boyfriend.
Oh.
I walked in on them in the house together.
And so
we weren't together anymore. We had just broken up. But we broke up because I found out because of that. I mean, like, the day before.
Y'all better not be happy.
Somebody just texted, this is great. You can't be stolen. He's grown. He wanted to leave.
Oh, that's true.
You can get stolen.
You can get stolen.
It's a decision you make.
You choose to be stolen.
You can get stolen. Just like you can get flued out, you can get stolen in these streets. We're asking about the love lost. Now, basically, in Real House Heifers of ATL.
Yeah.
They have lost a relationship with Fallon and gained one with Portia just 4 weeks later.
Ugh.
Now she's engaged, and you got to sit there and watch the new love flourish. That's the question. Who'd you lose your loved one to in your circle? 888-429-0941. We got Jamie on the phone. You said it happened to you. What happened?
Okay, so there were four of us that did everything together. It was me, my now ex-husband, his best friend, and his best friend's girlfriend, fiance, whatever. We did everything together. We all hung out. It spent all of our time together. I told my ex-husband to basically kick rocks because I was through writing his bipolar coaster, just 14 years of nonsense. I should not have ever put up
with. Did you say a bipolar coaster?
I did.
That is hilarious.
Yeah, there were issues there. So I told him I was done. I wasn't putting up with anything anymore. And 3 days later, coincidentally, his best friend's fiance gave him back his engagement ring and told him that, you know, she didn't want to be with him anymore all of a sudden out of the blue. And now, 5 years later, they are still together and engaged, my ex-husband and his ex-best friend's ex-fiance.
Wow.
So not
God.
Only did he, like, turn his back on you, but on his best friend as well.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah, it was bad.
That's nasty.
She's on that bipolar roster.
That's
now.
Nasty, for real. But you know what? You got out of that.
Better off.
You got out of that whole situation. It wasn't for you. Somebody just texted in and said, we don't lose people. They actually get to move on, and we get to move on. So you had your time with them, and it was done, and you moved on.
Did it ever at one point cross your mind to get with the ex-husband just out of spite?
No.
You're a good woman.
She's not like that.
Oh, the best friend?
No. Yeah, the best friend.
Oh, hook up with the best friend? Oh, yeah.
No, and he kind of had a thing for me, and I was like, no, buddy, I'm not, no.
Oh, he tried.
He tried.
He tried. Oh,
so this could have been a swappy swap situation, but you wasn't down.
We
okay.
Just switch houses.
You were the only person. You do realize you ruined the consummate swap.
Yeah.
You were the only person who blocked it.
Yeah, no, I'm not with that. But yeah, I'm now happily remarried. I just had a baby.
Oh, congratulations. Look at that. See, so it worked out.
The worst part was having, like, a year later, my ex-husband's brother died in a car accident, and I had to go to both funerals for it, and she was there, like, I didn't have anything, I didn't care about him, that wasn't the problem, I was done with him anyway, but the problem was I had to see her all cuddled up with the people who were supposed to be my family.
Oh, right. Yeah. Yeah. That hurts. That definitely hurts.
You're a strong person.
Yeah. I appreciate it. Thank you for sharing. Let's see. Zoe is on the line. Hey, Zoe, what's good?
What's good, brother?
Hey, man. So wait, the ex-wife, where did the ex-wife go?
The ex-wife went with my best friend, right? And my best friend, my kids was calling him uncle.
Oh.
And all, yeah. My kids used to call him uncle, and they got together. Me and her got divorced and everything. He moved into my house. He moved into my house, ended up in a domestic situation with her. She calls me up when the domestic situation happened, and I'm like, where the kids at? And she's like, I'm bringing them to my dad's house. I said, all right, cool. And she's like, sitting there like, what are you going to do? And I'm like, the kids are good? And she's like, yeah. I said, all right, cool. Talk to you later.
Talk to you later. It's not my responsibility.
Yeah, exactly.
Call the authorities.
Yeah, she's saying that she wants me to do something, and I'm like, I'm not doing nothing. You know what I'm saying? That you made your bed. You made your bed. Now you sleeping.
Oh,
bro, so your best friend moves into your house with your ex-wife, and your children, who is calling him uncle, is not looking at him like he's the everyday guy.
That is crazy.
Did it ever cross your mind that you and him might need to throw hands? I know you grown and you got a lot to lose, but just did it cross your mind that you might have to go shake him or something?
It did, but my brothers were stopping me from doing it.
Yep.
And then I said, you know what? It's not even worth it.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? It's not even worth it because me being the type of person that I am, I'm going to end up in prison for a long time.
Exactly. Yeah. But see, that's a good point. That's why I asked that, because a lot of dudes that face that is like, no, out of respect, I got to. And no, you don't have to, because you're the one that's going to lose everything.
Right.
Yeah, exactly. So, you know, I put a little twist to it, so, you know, I hooked up with his wife.
Oh. Oh, my God.
Oh, of course you did.
Bye, Zoe.
Goodbye.
All right, wait, we got another on the line. Wait, Ken's on the phone. Ken.
Hey, first-time caller, man.
Hey, first-time caller.
Welcome to the Freak Show. Now, you've had this happen to you where there was a little switcheroo. What happened?
Yes, sir. Well, when we was about 15 to 16, you know, we was kind of, you know, in the hood. My boy, his mom had money, so she gave him a car. So we used to all ride around together, and then we met some chicks, and then I met this one girl, and I used to ride my bike to her house, and one day I just went over there, and my boy's car was there.
Uh-oh.
You know?
Uh-oh.
I didn't like that. You know, he claimed that he had left something or whatever, but they were talking, man. You know, he had the car. I was still on a bike, so had to take that L, you know?
Yeah,
she decided to get with the guy with the actual vehicle.
She had to upgrade. She upgraded.
Yeah, exactly. That was the only reason, because he had the car. And back then, the car was everything.
Of course.
Yeah.
You know, if you had a car back then, boy, you was in. So.
Yeah, that had to be some real, real love to put on the handlebars of your bike. Like, you know what I'm saying?
We used to have to walk to the little corner store. We had to walk everywhere. He had the car. It was a raggedy car, but it was a car nevertheless, you know. And I had to swallow that because he's my boy, and we go all out in his car. And if I'd have been mad at him, I couldn't go nowhere.
Oh, know? So he had to suck it up.
Yeah.
Suck
it up and take that L, man. How you doing, Mary?
Hey. I feel bad he had to go through that.
But thank you for your sympathy.
Yo, boy, shut up. See that, Ken? I hate you. Bye. All right, well, let's see. 888-429-0941. We got text coming in. What we got?
I stole someone blindly. I was 24 and dumb and believed all the lies. What I needed was a one-night stand. It ended up biting me in the butt. This man was such a leech. It took 3 full years to get rid of him.
Oh, my God.
That's tough.
God, we're talking about love switcheroos here. Portia basically came up and got Fallon's ex. And he wasn't even like rigor mortis hadn't set in yet.
No, at all. On the relationship.
He was gone 3-4 weeks mm-hmm. and then ended up now with her. And we
asked
this the people that you have to watch go on to another relationship.
Yeah.
That's the hard part. Mm-hmm. The fact that they, like she said, at the funeral, now this girl who was her travel partner is now all hugged up with her family.
That's tough.
And that's the weird part. You know what I'm saying? Let's see. Is it Caitlin?
Yes.
How you doing?
Good. How are you?
Fine. We just being nosy, getting in your business.
So I was with this guy, and his best friend and me always kind of had a thing, but we knew we were too immature to be together at the time.
Y'all knew y'all were too immature to be at the so you wanted each other, but you know, like, it would be messy.
Yeah, I knew he was a dog, and I was young. I was, like, 15, so I'm like, no, let's just wait this out. And then me and his friend broke up, and a couple of years later, we got together, and now we've been together for, like, 10 years. We have 2 kids. But his best friend, we're still good friends, and I'm, like, best friends with his wife, so it all works out.
Oh, okay.
Wait, so the friendships didn't end?
No, because we were young, so we were, like, you know.
High school.
Yeah, but now they have kids, and our kids are best friends.
It doesn't make it weird, like, because I know a lot of ladies that could not be around somebody who had a romantic relationship, no matter if it was high school or not. They
That's
couldn't,
hard.
Because they think it's a possibility that it could be some circle back. Do you ever worry about that because everybody is so intermingled?
It was weird. Like, me and his wife, we did have that conversation. We were like, it wasn't anything crazy and special, and but I know my fiance, like, he still feels weird when we're together.
You would have to, like, or he would think of crazy threesome is gonna pop up. It's just a thought. You can think about it. All right. Well, I appreciate you sharing with us. Thank you, Caitlin.
We got one that says, my quote-unquote best friend started dating my ex-husband behind my back, and I had to find out by my son telling me that they had play dates all weekend.
Oh, no.
Now I have to deal with her because they have a kid together, and better yet, we all work together.
Oh, my God. That's too much for me.
That's a Christmas party drama right there. Yeah, somebody going to get drunk and get swole on. That's what I'm just saying.
The Freak Show Podcast. Orlando and the Freak Show. Mornings from 6 to 10. Wild 94.1.
BackstageCountry.com. Your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.